Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Theater lovers and theater makers have been bereft without live performances for so many months, but Shakespeare on the Common is back in Boston after a pandemic-forced hiatus last year. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the beloved outdoor tradition's return.
People trickle onto Boston Common and claim their spots in a sea of blankets and folding chairs.
Hello, and welcome to Commonwealth Shakespeare Company's 25th season of Free Shakespeare on the Common. This summer, we are proud to present Shakespeare's masterful tale of magic, betrayal, revenge, and family, The Tempest.
My name is Stanley Sayre. I live in Jamaica Plain in Boston. And I'm here because I really love this play.
Sayre is a big fan of the Bard and says he hasn't seen a live play since before the pandemic hit.
I can't tell you how wonderful it is. And tonight it's great weather. And it's, you know, the crowd looks like they really are desperate for seeing live theater themselves. So I know I'm going to enjoy it. Everything about it is just right.
But some people feel a little nervous with the novelty, including Amanda Dee, a junior at Northeastern University.
This is the first time I've seen something in person, and also the first time I've been around this many people.
Because of the pandemic, fewer people can attend than in the past, about 2,500 instead of 5,000 to 7,000. Still, Commonwealth Shakespeare Company Artistic Director Stephen Mailer is delighted by the turnout.
We are so grateful to be here, so thrilled to be able to be out presenting our work again. But we also want to take a minute to recognize that this has been an extremely challenging time for people here in Boston and Massachusetts and the U.S. and frankly all over the globe.
The past year and a half's reality dovetails with The Tempest's wild ride. It begins with a cast of characters on a ship fighting rain and rough seas conjured by the magician Prospero. His maelstrom strands them on a mysterious island.
Down with the topmast! Yar! Lower! Lower!
The pandemic itself has been just a perfect storm.
That's The Tempest's production manager, Jenna Warden.
Really everything in this last year, with the renewed racial reckoning that this country is going through, in addition to the pandemic itself, I think everyone's ready for kind of a break in the clouds, so to speak, and hopefully this offers that to our audience.
The Tempest's humor seems to help. It's often delivered by drunken, cavorting characters.
I was the man in the moon when time was.
Friends and families in the audience are spellbound as musical interludes float through the night air. Throughout the play, Prospero, aided by the spirit Ariel, manipulates the others for abandoning him at sea 12 years earlier. But in the end, the magician embraces forgiveness.
Release them, Ariel. My charms I'll break, their senses I'll restore, and they shall be themselves.
Prospero's message of reconciliation speaks to audience member Jill Falk of Weymouth in these divided times. She's long believed in the power of live theater and says The Tempest harnessed it well.
It made me smile and laugh and open my heart. And hearing the other people in the audience, connecting with them and hearing them laugh and hearing them clap and what they liked.
The audience's applause plays a critical role in The Tempest story. It's what frees Prospero from the island so he can return to his normal life. Making that connection, Bunker Hill Community College student Nicholas Jean Makowitz says staging The Tempest in this moment feels serendipitous.
I think it was healing for the community as well, because a lot of people were talking to each other, and it is a perfect, perfect play to have people be released back out into the world.
And likely feeling lighter after a night of seeing live theater together on Boston Common. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.